I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I'm the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media and Anchor Media Studios, where we're recording right now. So this is part two to my previous video on how to realistically become more like the Proverbs 31 woman. So picking up from where we left off, the next characteristics of the Proverbs 31 woman is that she had a strong work ethic. Verse 17 says, she is energetic, strong, and a hard worker. Verse 27 says, she carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Now, I think in today's day and age, because everything is so instant, you can get stuff so quick, that people just really don't, a lot of the times, want to put the work in necessary to build the life that they want. Now, today's day and age, everything is so microwave, instant. I mean, Amazon has conditioned me to where if I order from somewhere else and I don't get it in 2 days, I got an attitude, right? When I order some food, I want it right now. It's mine and I want it right now, right? Everything is a right now because we have access to so many things instantaneously. But I think we do ourselves a disservice when we don't realize the work and the consistent work ethic that goes into building the life that you want and having total life success. I see people all the time where it's always something new. It's a new degree. It's a new business. It's a new initiative. It's a new goal. But like, what have you consistently done so and saw through so that you can see the fruit of it? Right? So the Proverbs 31 woman had a strong work ethic, and we have to have a strong work ethic as well. And not just a strong work ethic, but a strategic work ethic. Because otherwise, if you just running on a hamster wheel, you're still not getting anywhere, right? You're exerting a lot of energy, but you're not making any progress. So you have to have a strategic work ethic as well. We'll talk about that in a second. And we cannot be lazy. And now let me be clear, rest and laziness are not the same thing. We need to rest. We need to go to bed. We need to sit down and put our feet up sometimes. We need to pull back from work every now and then. We need to disconnect and take vacation. I do not equate laziness to rest. And I think that's a mistake a lot of us make, especially as Black women, because we're always being the strong one. We always have to do, we make stuff happen. We take care of things, right? That's our nature. So some of us just don't know how to sit down. And if we sat down, we think it's laziness when instead it's just rest. So understand that's not the same thing. And we actually have a video on that, how to rest as a busy entrepreneur. So we'll put the link in the description for that for you. But a huge way to make sure that you have a strong work ethic is fueling your body. I was telling a friend today that we have to put premium fuel into these temples. When taking care of this temple that God has given us, we have to fuel it accurately, like eating organic food. I talked to you guys about my diet change, so you'll see that on the channel as well. But eating organic food, eating more fruits and vegetables, getting adequate rest, drinking water, minimizing the negativity that we consume, spending more time with people that we love so that we can release those feel-good hormones that benefit our body, having more sex if you marry, all of these different things, right, are going to fuel our work ethic because they're giving our bodies more energy to be able to do the things that we're called to do. So it's not just about how much energy you can exert. It's not just about how much you can pack in your day. That's not what I mean. Having a strong work ethic means having a strategic plan of action about what you need to do to make sure that you're doing all things well and fueling your body so that as you do those things, you're operating at your highest capacity. Also, we know the Proverbs 31 woman, she's entrepreneurial and she's a good steward. So in verse 16 through 18, it says, she goes to inspect the field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. In verse 15, it says, she makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. So she's enterprising, right? She's selling things. She's going into the field. She's inspecting things. And then when she makes money, she reinvests it so she can make more money. She's smart. She's enterprising. Many of us are smart and enterprising, but we're not strategic. And so what I really got from this when I first read it was just the strategy of inspecting things before you buy it. So in business, before you make a decision, count the cost. The Bible also says, like, what man builds a house without first counting the cost? So understand, what is it going to take for you to be able to do what you're trying to do? Is it worth it? Sometimes the cost is money. Sometimes the cost is your peace of mind. That ain't never worth it. Sometimes the cost is spending time with their family. And in my opinion, that's never worth it either. I don't subscribe to the hustler's mentality, and my family will always come before my business. I'll shut all this down before I lose my family. So count the cost before you do things and make sure that whatever it is that you do, it gives you a return on investment in both time and money. So for me, before I make a decision to do something is...
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
What is it going to cost? Is this worth it? So even starting Anchor Media Studios, purchasing this building, I was in a lease. I need to have an office space. I have a toddler. There's no way I'm going to be productive at home. He don't care about none of this, okay? He'll come knock his camera over right now because he want to play. So I can't work from home. I needed a space to work. So I had an office space. I still have it because I'm not out my lease yet. Had an office space. I'm paying, how much is the rent? Pay like maybe $1,500 or so a month in rent. Also, I'm not in the office 24/7. So I was sitting around like, okay, this office, yes, is providing me a space to where I can get stuff done. I'm not in here every single day. Sometimes I do work from home. So I need this space to also be making me money, right? Because if I'm spending money, I needed to come back with friends, okay? So how can this space make me money? So I actually have put my office up on PeerSpace so that people can come and rent it to work and things like that on the days that I'm not there. So then I was thinking, how can I do this on a larger scale? And I've always been into real estate and want to own property, right? So the opportunity came up where we could purchase this space. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. So now the mortgage is less than the rent that I was paying, and it's something that we own, and it's bigger, and it's something that can make more money, so I could work in it, and I could rent out the podcast studio, the room that you see me in, the other offices and things of that nature. So now it's a business in and of itself that's generating revenue while also being a space where I could come and work. So again, the money that we're putting out in the mortgage is coming back with friends. It's a smart decision. So it might be cute to say, you know, the space is beautiful. You can see it in this video. It might be cute to say, you know, I bought commercial real estate. Great. Congratulations, but is it giving you a good return on investment? Is this a wise decision? Is this a strategic decision? Did you count the cost? Was it worth it? And for me, this, of course, was worth it. But make that type of strategic decision with everything that you do. Everything costs something. So make sure that you inspect the opportunities before you hop on it. And lastly, the Proverbs 31 woman, she's proactive and she's a great planner, right? So if we go to verse 15, it says, she gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plans the day's work for her household. So y'all know, you follow me long enough, this is something I took very literally. I'm a morning person anyway. And the best time, even for me, is to wake up before my house. So by the time my husband and my son get up for the day, breakfast is made. My son's food is put together for the nanny. I've made breakfast for myself, maybe because I'm terrible at eating breakfast sometimes, but I may have made breakfast for myself. I've already gone to the gym. I've done so much and planned for the day to where by the time I go out and work, my household is solid until I get home. I've taken whatever out the freezer that I may be making for dinner. I make sure that at the end of the week, I meal prep, so I plan out my meals for the next week. I check with my nanny, say, hey, you got any snacks or anything you want to have in the house next week? I check with my husband, hey, what do you want to eat next week? Anything you need from the store? Then we order our groceries. And so everything is there for us to start planning our meals for the week. So I might cook something that'll last a couple days. And then, you know, I cook maybe 2 to 3 times a week. Dinner, I cook breakfast for my son most days because it's easy. Stuff like oatmeal, he's like pancakes and stuff like that. So his breakfast is simple. I do it in the mornings. But planning for my household, though, just is something that takes place ahead of time. So I'm not worrying in the middle of the workday, what are we eating for dinner? And if I didn't plan that day, we just won't eat out. But, you know, overall, just really planning and preparing in advance and waking up ahead of everybody else is so necessary. The days I'm the least productive are the days where I don't plan and I don't wake up ahead of time before my family. Something else that I started doing that works very well for me is planning the week in advance. So on Fridays, I plan what I'm doing all of the next week. It's helpful because when Monday comes, I'm not thinking about what do I have to do. That's brain energy that I don't even have to exert. I open my computer, I see what I have to get done, and I start working on it. I know my morning routine, so when I wake up, I know what's going on. It's simple. When you plan ahead, you don't have to be so stressed out on a day-to-day. And of course, things happen. You know, so everything's not going to go according to plan. But when you plan for what you can plan for, the interruptions become a lot easier to deal with. So that's it for this video. I hope you guys have enjoyed all of these tips. Make sure you purchase my book, She is Uncompromising, A Christian Woman's Guide to Mastering Motherhood, Business, and Everything in Between. Even if you're not a mom, this book is for anybody who wears multiple hats and you're looking for ways to have total life harmony. I don't believe in balance. I tell you guys that all the time. It's a circus act and not practical, but I believe in total life harmony. And I talk about that in the book. So you can get that at TatumTamia.com. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we do another video. And I'll see you in the next one.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.